The alleged chemical attack in Syria is making headlines all over the world, including on a brand new cable news channel that kicked off here in the U.S. this week.
I'm Antonio Mora.
And I'm Rochelle Carey.
And this is Al Jazeera America.
Al Jazeera has been viewed with suspicion in the U.S., in part because it's owned by the Emir of Qatar. Many Westerners who actually follow Al Jazeera consider it a reputable news outlet. At any rate, its coverage is a far cry from the way news is handled back in Qatar, where the company is headquartered. Journalism there is in its infancy, and studying the subject in Qatar can be somewhat frustrating. Yara Darwish is a senior at Northwestern University's journalism program in Qatar. So, Yara, when you watch Al Jazeera on satellite, do you feel that it represents a journalism in your own country?
If you look at Al Jazeera compared to the local news and the local newspapers and the local television, it's completely different. I wanted to join the journalism field because I really wanted to change how journalism is perceived in Qatar. Like, to be honest, when I told my parents I wanted to study journalism, they weren't too happy about that, about the fact that I was studying journalism. And when I tried to listen to their viewpoints about why I shouldn't study journalism, I realized it's just that they actually have no clue what journalism is. The culture in Qatar hasn't allowed them to accept the idea of journalism. We are very, we're not a society that shares everything and shares the news, and it's a very private society. So I think the reason they didn't want me to study journalism was because they didn't understand it.
Wow. I assume that as you study journalism there in Qatar, you've had two, four classes undertaken reporting projects. What have you seen as you've done that, that kind of shows you the challenges you might be facing ahead?
Yeah, one of the classes we have to take is called enterprise reporting, where we actually report on the streets, and we report in an area that's it's highly congested with migrant workers and construction workers. And we were a class of, I think, about 12 people. And I was like the only girl walking around the streets there. So it was somewhat very scary at times, like particularly that first week of class, I was really scared. But by the time I finished that course, I was so much more confident, and I knew how to approach people. But there's definitely a guard up when we approach people to interview them. They immediately ask us if we're working for the government or if we're going to deport them. Mm. Like, they're just not used to being interviewed. They were terrified of us, absolutely terrified. Like, they're just not used to people coming and asking questions and all of that. Like, the journalism culture in the U.S. is already established, while we're somewhat connecting the dots to something that we don't even know how it looks like. We don't know what we're doing or how it's going to look in 5 years' time or in 2 years' time. Like, it's just very new at this point. There's no platform. We're like starting from scratch. So
right.
It's
so those people in the street were kind of scared of you and worried about what you would be asking and who you were. What about officials that you talk to? I mean, do you ever get intimidated by them?
I consider myself, I have somewhat of a strong personality. Like,
that's a good thing for a journalist.
I wouldn't let officials, like, if they tell me I can't interview them, I'll be knocking on their door and being like, I need to speak to you right now. One time I had to interview someone in the Ministry of Education, and I had to sit outside her door for 7 hours, and she realized I wasn't leaving. And I'm like, yes, I need to speak to you right now. She was so confused. Wow. Poor woman. She was like, who are you?
I mean, there are newspapers in Qatar. What are they like?
In journalism class at Northwestern, when we want to look at a bad example, like what not to do, our professors pull out the local newspapers, which is really horrible. But yeah, that's the fact. Like, when we have a mall in Qatar and there was a fire there, and I think about 17 children passed away because the kids in the nursery couldn't escape. And I switched on the TV and there was nothing being reported about it. And I was actually so upset at that point. I'm like, where are all the journalists? And some people in my class actually went and reported on the fire and put it on YouTube just so people could get some sort of information, because the local papers just wouldn't cover anything.
So one way or another, young journalists seem to be pushing for a reform. It sounds
exactly.
Like you're looking at nothing short of a wholesale reform in journalism in Qatar. So when you get out of journalism school, Yara, what would be your dream job?
Right now, I want to go to graduate school. I really want to do a master's in education and then start working in the journalism field.
Would you ever want to work for Al Jazeera?
Yeah, definitely. I would love to work for Al Jazeera, actually. If I go there, I'm just going to absorb what they teach me and then bring it back to Qatar. I never want to leave Qatar.
Well, Yara, it's great to hear your passion about this profession, and I hope Al Jazeera is listening. This could serve as a job interview for them, and they didn't even have to do it. We're certainly going to stay in touch with you, too. So okay. Thanks very much for joining us, Yara.
Thank you so much.